Okay, City Council meeting for Tuesday, June 17th, 2025 is called to order. Invocation by Associate Pastor Jimmy Brown, Oasis Church at the Wharf, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance, led by our state champion, Orange Beach Skeetons Track Team.
Let's bow and pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you with gratitude for the opportunity to serve this community. Father, we love Orange Beach and give you thanks this evening for the favor that you've shown to our homes, our schools, our businesses, and our churches here. For those who both live here and visit here, will you continue to make this a safe and beautiful and Christ-exalting place to enjoy? Father, we thank you for the leaders who are gathered here today, and I ask you to give them wisdom and clarity and compassion as they make decisions that affect the lives of many people. Father, would you grant them the courage to do what is right, the humility to listen well, and the grace to work together for the good of all people. Theirs is a great and important responsibility, and so we ask you for your sovereign help to complete it this evening. May your presence guide every word and every decision so that we get the blessing and you get the glory. We ask these things in the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Ladies, gentlemen.
Mayor, state champion, Orange Beach Skeet and Trap Team. Come up to the microphone, please. Did you hear me say state champion?
Yeah.
Let's go, guys. You're harder than that.
Come on.
You better jump.
Come on. We're ready whenever you are.
Hey, step on up and say, come on, guys. Don't be scared.
Don't be shy.
Step up here. Make yourself at home.
Come on.
Act like there's hot dogs up here.
You all ready? Got it?
Okay. We pledge allegiance.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Stay right where you are.
Let me stay
right where you are. Stay where you are.
Stay right where you are.
And Coach Tim Heary would like to say a few words.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Thank y'all so much for this time. We gave y'all some hats that the stock went up in pretty good, I believe.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
I think I said I wanted to try to double our efforts the last 2 years, and I believe we did. And we're really excited about it to come and tell you, give you our report. The first, we have Rivers Looney. Rivers, just raise your hand. So Rivers placed first place in Skeet. He placed first place in intermediate advanced division, first place in Sporting Clays intermediate advanced division. That sounds good, but he also made first place in high overall. Rivers is going into the ninth grade, and he beat everybody from the varsity to the collegiate class.
Wow. Congratulations, Rivers.
He placed second.
Are those his medals right there?
Yes, ma'am. He made a high overall, which means he was the highest score that weekend on the sporting clay
court. Be sure and show everybody.
Yes, let us all see.
That's awesome.
We had Wyatt Godwin. Yeah. Got a handful of medals. Wyatt placed first place in Skeet Senior Junior Varsity Division and won with a 96 out of 100 and tied another shooter.
Wow.
He then had to go into a shoot-off where he won the shoot-off in about 30 to 40 mile-an-hour winds.
Wow.
So,
congratulations.
Some pretty good marksmanship skills. Wyatt also won second place in Sporting Clays Senior Junior Division, and he's also on our team. So I'll tell you just a minute on our team championship. Thank
Fantastic.
You so much.
Thank
Good job,
you.
Guys. Brendan Murray.
Once again, y'all got to put these medals on.
Yes, Brendan, be wearing those medals.
He is our trap. He won his first state champ division title. His third place is Trap Senior Junior Division, one of the largest of the sport as the largest participant. So he had to compete against, we all competed against all 20, you know, I think there was about 20 schools there.
Wow.
And anyway, just done a great job in his first showing. It was really good, really awesome. So that's good awesome. Job, man.
Congratulations.
Good job. Is Colton Green and Brett Tindall here? All right, Colton Green and Brett Tindall, what grade are they in?
Sixth.
They are in sixth grade. This is their first year shooting skeet.
Wow.
Or shooting trap. They were shooting trap. Their very first year. They just started when we built their first practice was on the new field. And they both, Colton Green won first place trap rookie division, and Brett Tindall won second place trap rookie division.
Wow. Congratulations.
The two that we wanted, that we talked about before, is that team trophy. We've got a lot of individual trophies up now, and we was just looking for one of those teams. There's three different sports. So we got two of them. we won first place with Wyatt Godwin and first place Skeet for the state championship Skeet team. First place, Rivers Looney, Wyatt Godwin, and Will Zoke. So. And we won first place in Sporting Clays team, first place team in the state with Sporting Clays. Our team shot higher scores than any other team in the state of Alabama. Wyatt Godwin, Rivers Looney, and Madden Payne, first place.
Congratulations.
Madden, raise your hand. You're here. You're a state champion too. Madden, this is Madden Payne. I just want him to get his resume. He's here as well. So.
And Madden, is it true it's your mama's birthday? Yes. Happy birthday, Misty.
Happy birthday.
How old is she?
I don't know. We don't know, do we, Matt? No, we do not know.
But something we noticed there is that we felt like we were very blessed. We have our own skeet field to practice on, our own trap fields to practice on. We've doubled our efforts. We've doubled our progress. We've doubled our reports. We really feel, you know, as we was there, we did take stock and we did look around and see the other teams that was there, and they don't have the team a field to go drive 5 minutes to, and this mayor and the council and the administration, Ford, Jamie, Coastal Resources, Philip Tabb, Woody, it's just amazing. I know you. I said it's going to be a broken record, but we do appreciate everything you do for us, and you actually created this. You know, this is what how much it affects. We sure appreciate you.
Well, we're so happy you're here. Congratulations.
Yeah, no. So I think everybody, we need to give the mayor and council and our administration a round of applause, please.
Thank you.
Hey, Tim, there's some more people here that were associated coaching
yeah,
and
absolutely.
All. Will you recognize them
no,
as well?
No, because I told them to get up and talk, and they didn't want to.
Sorry.
No, not at all. We have Tim Herring. He is our Sporting Clay coach.
Yeah.
Matt Parker, he is our coach that leads all three disciplines. He's the one that makes, he keeps us all where we can do what we do, period. And he also coaches trap and skeet as well. He does, regardless if he thinks he does or not. Jackson Looney, he is one of our coaches that's Rivers' dad. So we appreciate him, everybody. We have Brian in the back. His Wyatt's father, he is one of our coaches that helps us every day, and we just appreciate him.
Thank you.
We have Chris Litton, yep. Who is our safety man.
Yes, Chris.
Chris. Highest yes. rated nation. He is one of the highest honored in safety, teaching youth gun safety skills, and that's what this is all about. You know, something we don't hear in Orange Beach and being in city populations, you don't get to do what we did as kids and walk around with and learn guns in the field. So we appreciate Chris. And we have another Chris and Paul that's not able to be here, but we appreciate them. They're one of our coaches as well. So
yeah. Well,
a lot of volunteers, a lot of effort, but you know, you all made it happen. So we really appreciate you.
Thank you all
thank
for
you.
Coming.
Thank
you. Congratulations.
Well, guys, to those whom much is given, much is expected, and y'all have exceeded all expectations that any of us could have ever had. So thank you. We appreciate what y'all have done for us, city, and money well well spent.
Absolutely.
Invested in our youth, it's well spent. Thank you, parents, because without the parents, the kids could not make this happen. So appreciate y'all very, very much.
I want y'all to stick around for the rest of this meeting, too. We're going to invest, we're going to invest in just a little bit more in you.
And I want a jersey. Lost my place. Call the roll, is that right?
Yep. Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennedy?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Considering previous minutes, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, file 2025. No objections to the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections, minutes stand approved as written. Announcements?
Mayor, I do have one announcement. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this, that one of our former council members, William Tyson Fleming, he passed away. Ty, as we all knew him as. He was a charter boat captain down here. He's very instrumental in keeping the fleet going and the association. And he did a lot of good things while on the council. He served from 1988 to 1992. Some of y'all have probably heard about him showing up in flip-flops and shorts and walking off the boat to just get to a council meeting. But I know that the first time that I worked with Ty was helping him build this gazebo back here. City didn't have any money and didn't have a whole lot of personnel like we do today. Personnel. But this old gazebo back here is one of our first parks as we were established as a city, or excuse me, as a town in 1984. But anyways, I just wanted to mention Mr. Fleming's passed away. He's a great, great guy, great charter boat captain, great councilman in his 4-year terms. I think family's having some memorial in a month or so. But I just wanted to mention that. Thank you for your service.
Fort Hanley City Administrator, is with great sadness, we lost an employee a week ago Sunday, Dwayne Stevens, who was an amazing father, an amazing servant, not only to the city, but to our community. I want everybody to keep his wife, Cynthia, and the daughter, Rayleigh, in thoughts and prayers. And, you know, I want to commend our police and fire for their efforts recovering and helping the family and Coastal Resources, everybody coming together as a family over this last week to be there for not only the family, but, you know, our employees that worked with him on a daily basis. And one other thing we'll continue to push out as, you know, the time passes is we set up an account for the family at Bryant Bank. And so anybody can go make a donation to Cynthia Longcrier in honor of Dwayne Stevens. And if anybody has any questions or anything, you know, they're welcome to find me and we'll make sure we get them. And so just continue to keep their family in your thoughts and prayers.
Thank you, Ford.
Thank you, Ford.
Thank you, Ford.
He was a great person. He was a really good person.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Any other announcements?
Just separately, the notice of election has been posted. Last day to qualify will be Tuesday, June 24th, so next week.
Okay. Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Motion carries. Okay. Next, we have a recognition. Recognition of the Sons and Daughters of the American Revolution, commemorating our 250th anniversary of the founding of the American Army in the Battle of Bunker Hill. We have an esteemed gentleman here, Lieutenant Colonel James Corum, U.S. Army, retired, is here to accept this recognition. He's current president of the General Galvez chapter of the Sons of the American Revolution. Saturday, June 14th, Flag Day, the Sons and Daughters of the American Revolution performed a special flag raising ceremony commemorating the 250th anniversary of the founding of the American Army. June 14th is also 250th anniversary of Battle of Bunker Hill. He presented to the city the Spanish Royal Flag, which was the flag of the Spanish forces that fought alongside as American allies toward the end of the Revolutionary War. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. 1780 and 81, they fought three big battles in Alabama and Florida, forced the British to surrender their entire colony of West Florida. It also is the basis for the Alabama and Florida state flags. So does that mean we get to annex the Panhandle? Does that mean we can annex the Panhandle?
You can. No.
Mayor, they've also generously donated a flag with 13 stars in it, which means the 13 original colonies. And so we are going to fly this with pride, and we appreciate everything that you did, James, about this whole event, about the 250th anniversary. And so thank you.
Joni and Jerry, thank you for attending Saturday afternoon.
Absolutely.
I was still in Mobile.
It's my pleasure and an honor.
Thank you.
Yeah. And forgive me, I was out of town. So, would you like to come up and get a picture with the certificate of recognition? Would you like to say a few words? Why don't you do that first?
Okay.
Let's do that.
Well, I'm here for the Sons of American Revolution, the Daughters, but really for all of us, because our cause is your cause. Our biggest interest is that we not only commemorate, but educate the public about the American Revolution. In modern history, there have been a lot of revolutions. French Revolution, Revolution 1848, the Russian Revolution, German Revolution 1919. All of them went downhill, but one. All those other revolutions ended up in mass murder and bloodshed and chaos and horror in the aftermath. There was one revolution that worked. That was ours, the American Revolution, because we ended up with a Constitution. And a Constitution, almost 250 years old, is just about the oldest form of government in the world. You go to continental Europe, there is not a country that has had 250 years under the same constitution as we have. I had a French intellectual complain to me about the American form of government, and I was able to counter and say, well, since 1788, you've had 14 different forms of government. If I was a little older, I could say that I've been under five French constitutions. In other words, we got it right. Not perfect, but we got it better than everyone else. And our job is to educate the public. And in this area, there were three important battles of the American Revolution right here. One in Baldwin County. There was the Siege of Mobile, 1780. Battle of Spanish Fort, 1781, and the Battle of Pensacola, in which a British army surrendered, 1781. And because of that, it made it possible for the Gulf Coast to become part of the United States. And I think that's pretty cool. And our job in the next 2 years is to and ask your cooperation and your help and the businesses and leaders and common people here is to work with us and work together, is that we see these things, these important battles and these events that happened here in Baldwin County and in Pensacola, that these get commemorated and that people learn about this, because this is our heritage living right here in town. There are people in Baldwin County that are descendants of the Spanish soldiers that fought as our allies, right, living today in Baldwin County. There's a lot we could tell you, but during the next few years, you'll hear from us, and I hope work with us, really to tell the public the story about the American Revolution, especially what happened here, too. And for the wonderful cooperation, Saturday was over 90 degrees, and Jerry Johnson was there in coat and tie and dying. I know, because I was wearing a Continental uniform and I was really suffering, but they were there for a while in the 90s and to help us with our ceremony, which you see the pictures. So I really appreciate Jerry Johnson and Joni Blaylock suffering out there instead of being in the pool or you know, someplace cool. So thank you so much. And we hope to all of you, especially young people, that during the next few years, we can really commemorate and celebrate the 250th anniversary of our revolution, the one revolution that ever worked. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And James is quite the historian, so wow, I learned a lot in the few hours we had together. He teaches all over the world. So, and Tony's got his card up here, and hopefully if anybody has an interest in learning more, they can get in touch with you.
It'd be right up Chris's alley, wouldn't it? Chris is our local historian, ordnance historian.
And I tell you, James, it's not too early to start bringing this forward in the elementary school. They need to learn about American history, and in the elementary, they are as bright as anything, and so they can learn it very quickly. But thank you again for being here and helping us celebrate the 250th year for the American Army. And it was a huge, huge, I guess, gratitude for Joni and I to be a part of it. Yeah.
Well, if you need our help educating, reenact, we will. Just ask us, and we're free.
Yeah.
We're not charged. We're free. So, yeah. I'll meet you.
Historian here.
Well, thank you so much, Colonel. All right. Okay, moving on to finished business under resolution establishing fees, operational policies for the Orange Beach Shooting Complex.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So we ready to go? Yeah. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
When do we think we're going to open it to the public? Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Check with Let's, Jamie, make sure we have insurance and all that.
I get with me because I would really like to get that thing going as soon as possible. You guys are good with that. So, all right, moving to, did I say motion carries? Okay. Moving to new business miscellaneous approval of 2023 audited financial statements.
Move to approve the 2023 audited financial statements.
Second.
Discussion.
This is where I read them, right?
I just read it, so just ask me.
I read it last night. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval of restaurant retail liquor license. Lottie's Pub and Grill, Perdido Beach Boulevard.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution. Resolution appointing J. Martin Pitts to the Construction Board of Adjustment and Appeals.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing that expenditure of funds receiving the from the opioid litigation settlements for automated external defibrillators.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of automated external defibrillators for the fire department, Sourcewell, $287,604.25.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is this just a
I think it's a
redundant. What's the difference?
No, one was authorizing us to spend the money. The other one was the actual purchase.
But now there's a duplicate, I think.
Oh.
Three and four, okay.
The money is...
Okay, let's just do it again. Resolution authorizing purchase of automated external defibrillators, $287,604.25.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, sorry.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Okay. Now everybody knows we're really, really serious.
Oh, okay. I didn't know the right one. Okay, so it should be resolution authorizing a franchise for BCC Waste Solutions to remove and dispose of commercial solid waste and to remove and transport construction and demolition debris. It's a franchise for solid waste.
And I'm supposed to remember that?
Move to adopt.
Second.
What she said.
Yeah.
Second. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, are we on number five now?
Yes.
Okay, resolution authorizing a waiver of fees, Coastal Arts Center for the Orange Beach Shooting Team's 2025 Awards Banquet.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
How about that?
We were all excited.
Motion
to
carries.
That.
Hope y'all enjoy that.
Okay. It'll take them all night to give out all the awards.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Resolution authorizing execution amendment of the performance contract award to tennis professional Natalie Van Blurk.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing a donation to the Alabama District Attorneys Association.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
Discussion. Shortfall funding in the attorney's in the district attorney's office.
No.
I know.
This
is going through the Alabama district attorney.
This has nothing to do with the shortfall.
The shortfall that we were talking about.
This is just for us to give a gift basket to their conference.
Oh, okay. Gift basket.
Okay. Now, they're going to let us know if and when they need that amount of money.
Because we did talk about that a while back.
We did.
Just want to make
and
sure
I saw the district attorney today. So.
Okay,
he said he would let us
this
know.
This is towards a gift basket for their meeting
for
here.
For their statewide annual conference.
Yeah. Thank you for clarification.
Okay, moving to public hearing. Public hearing for ordinance amending ordinance number one.
We need to vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Public hearing for ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Oasis at the Beach, formerly Phoenix West 2, PUD modification signage amendment. Griffin, take it away.
Yes, this is a modification at the Phoenix West 2 plan unit development as now known as the Oasis at Orange Beach. This regards a proposed signage that they want along Perdido Beach Boulevard at this main driveway onto the roadway. When you zoning ordinance, when it comes to signage, you either have residential signs or you have commercial signs, and there's limitations on the size of a residential and a commercial sign. If you see on the screen, for residential condominium, it's for, and again, we're looking at a double-sided sign, but a single side cannot exceed 40 square feet, so the total would be 80 square feet. If you look at commercial, being anything restaurant, retail, or hotel, it's 100 square feet per side or 200 square feet total. When Phoenix West was approved about 20 years ago, that was approved as a residential development, so they would have to fall under the residential requirements. What they're proposing is one that's, as you see on the screen, has the single side is 80 square feet. If you look, and it would be the top 40 square feet would be the permanent part of the sign, and then the bottom 40 square feet, that would be the electronic changeable copy sign. So they're proposing for 80 square feet per side and then 160 square feet total. It's more than what is allowed for residential developments, but it's less than what is allowed for the commercial developments.
Okay. Any questions?
Has Fish and Game got approved the lighting?
It would fall under the same as our other ordinance.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I was just asking because.
I think my question, if a condo is built today, they still have to fall under the 40 square feet.
That's right.
That is far from a residential property. You know, that's mm-hmm. not a residential property. That,
right.
It's a business.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got no problem with the compromise relative to the size of that building.
I don't either. You look at the size of that building, the footprint of that building.
Now, I don't know how many others are going to line up and want the same
it's
thing.
It's going to open the door for everybody who wants it.
but...
And I don't think the light from that will reach the beach. It'll be dwarfed by the building.
I was just asking the question.
Okay. I think it's a compromise for that building. I think that is the second largest building in the state of Alabama by square footage.
Yes, yes.
So. It's a good-looking sign.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we'll open the floor up for questions, thoughts, comments. Anybody?
Since I'm on the other side of it, I'll make a couple comments. I'm Ricky Armstrong with Modern Signs, and I do agree with you that it is, it may have been an original development for a residential development, but it is far from that now. It is a business. But more importantly, they're not doing the buy one, get one, you know, flip-flops, beach towels, stuff like that. This is simply to inform the guest and people that are, you know, coming to stay there. Warnings, you know, different things on the beach, events within the property, you know, conditions, water conditions, things that they learn as they pull into this property. So it's not really to sell anything as much as it is to inform the guests that are coming to stay at the property.
That pertains to the happenings on that property.
Yes.
So the as much part is what gets me. If you look at this, it's advertising for events, not commercial, but events that happen. Is there anything that stops them from advertising or selling advertising to other people?
The sign ordinance in Orange Beach does not allow off-premise advertising in any capacity.
Okay.
So they would not be allowed to do that.
Okay.
So it would be in...
What are you thinking, Jeff, on those lines?
The lumens and all would be within the ordinance.
Well, they change the name of the condo. They're surely going to take every opportunity they can to make every dollar if possible.
Gotcha.
So just it's an open door. Just want to make sure that we cover the bases.
Yeah.
And it does auto-dim at nighttime. It follows all the ordinance.
It'll follow all the
5,000
lighting.
Nits,
okay.
And then 500 nits at night.
Well, I value our sign ordinance. I know that when you're riding down Beach Road, it is hard to find a condo if you've never been there before.
Yeah.
And it really is creates dangerous situation and traffic issues with people looking for a sign when they're down at 4 foot level on the wall running parallel.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I'd want a proliferation of those types of signs, but I know that.
Well, this may open.
How do we turn anybody else down if they come?
Because this is a PUD.
It's got to be a PUD.
It's got to be a PUD, and this has really become more of a business than a residential property.
And I think your point is well taken, because there's going to be folks that would want that sign, and I get that. But I think that's why we're elected, is to make those kind of decisions, you know, that what makes sense, and that building is so huge. Of course, I don't even know if it needs a sign.
Yes,
speaking of, it don't need it, but... But in the same vein, it's what we're doing for Columbia Southern. So
theirs is a little different, just that it's on
you're right.
The Beach Express.
I
there's
agree.
No houses around it. But, I mean, it's all commercial. It's our commercial district. I don't have an issue. I just think we're opening a door that everybody's going to want it. So.
And then we're back to almost kind of billboard kind of thing. But I agree. It's the building is so large.
And I've thought about other condos and which other ones may be candidates. You know, I'm in the business to sell signs, but also condos that are, you know, just your everyday condo complex do not have the same amenities and opportunities that the Oasis does have, that y'all, you know, they've been allowed to partake in too. So different situation. I personally don't see every condo, you know, wanting a digital sign. If they do,
you're a
great
happy man.
But still,
you sound like you're selling a sign.
You know, I also.
We've done you well since we changed that ordinance years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, it's there's been a lot of good that has come out of it as well. But, you know, I also don't want, you know, there to be one every 100 feet, you know, a couple hundred feet going down the road either. So.
But there will be that request.
That's
the concern I've got playing devil's advocate is that we're giving someone a competitive advantage, no matter how small or how big, you're giving someone an advantage.
True.
And that, I don't know, government jumping into those types of things.
Immediately, you go to Phoenix West. You got Phoenix West 2. If we do it here, Phoenix West will want one. Then Turquoise will want one. Those are your three big ones. And then you start backing up, then Corinth's going to want one because they have three buildings. I mean, you're just going to open the floodgates. I mean, I get it, but, you know.
I don't disagree with you.
Why do we set the ordinance up the way we did in the first place? Mm-hmm. And why do we have no billboards in our city anywhere? And it's kind of to counteract the Panama City look and to keep us clean and to keep our values higher.
Sure.
And so this is one of those little bitty deals where if you move 5 degrees and 5 degrees and 5 degrees, then what does it look like?
You end up in New Orleans.
Just thoughts. I mean, I'm just thinking out loud.
Do you want to defer and have more conversation about it?
I can make a decision. I mean, but
I have no problem. I'm with y'all. If y'all want some time to mull it over, but I initially thought it was a great compromise, but the more I think about it, the more it does move toward favoring someone else over the rest.
Well, and then we can analyze how many properties potential use that and what the effect on the street would be.
How many would you want, Bill? No, it's a serious question. I'm telling you, how many you
not
want?
Not to put you on the spot or anything.
Huh?
So you think it is residential?
But what is every condo is not a PUD. How many PUDs are there that could take advantage of a PUD amendment or a PUD modification?
To address their signage.
I think many of them are PUDs.
Mm-hmm. Many of them are?
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's not fair to penalize a condo that was built by right either. Because if you've got a condo on a condo's own property and they're penalized because they're not a PUD, be modified. That's not fair. I mean, the whole Phoenix, what is that, 1 through 33 complex there probably needs one, right? So, you know what you want? What's that, 4, 5, 6, or 7? I think that got one entrance for
five,
all
six,
of
seven,
them.
5, 6, 7, 8.
5, 6,
10.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
I would like to talk about it more, and I would like to actually calculate how many would have it and what the effect would be on the look of the beach building.
I'm good with that if y'all are. I'll do that.
Be fine.
Okay. You should have never said anything. You should have stayed. You should have done.
Thank you, though.
No, we appreciate
you.
Your whole family, man. Y'all do a great job. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Okay.
So move to defer? Or
well, it will come up in a minute.
It's for unanimous, so
yes,
just
won't do
unanimous
consent. All right. Was that the only? I thought there were two public hearings.
No, that's it.
All right, moving to ordinance, first reading ordinance amending number 172, Oasis at Orange Beach, modification amendment. We're just going to pass that off to the next meeting, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, let it die. Second reading.
No action, and then it'll move to second reading.
Mm-hmm. All right, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. All right.
Okay, do I have a committee of the whole cheat sheet? Yeah. All right, call the committee of the whole meeting to order Tuesday, June 17th, 25. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kenney?
Here. Considering previous minutes, the work session, regular council meeting, and the committee of the whole of 6-3-25, those will be moved forward for review. Under new business, I'll read all these and then we'll come back. Resolution amending the fiscal year 2025 budget. Resolution appointing the city clerk to prepare and file the list of qualified voters for August 26, 2025 municipal election, City of Orange Beach. Resolution appointing election officers for the August 26 municipal election. Resolution appropriating $25,000 Coastal Alabama Business Chamber for the purpose of funding community programming. Resolution authorizing the purchase of vehicle, emergency equipment, police department, $61,604.23. Resolution authorizing the execution of software service and hardware purchase agreement, Flock Group, license plate recognition cameras, police department, $81,000. Resolution authorizing the execution of performance agreement with the Funky Lampshades from Music Entertainment at the pop-up park and block party event.
I want to say something about that. That's neat.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it. That's going to be pretty neat. That's going to be back here.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
Yep.
Right? Yes.
The funky lampshade.
I'd like to say also, that's Austin Thompson's band. He was a young man that worked with logistics when I was running that department.
Oh. That's who the funky lampshades?
Wow.
Wow. Yes.
Cool.
They're real good.
Yeah.
It'll be a fun.
Thank you, Mayor.
It'll be a fun time.
Resolution authorizing the execution of a software service agreement, governmentjobs.com, doing business as NeoGov for core HR, employee benefits, payroll, time, labor management, employee forms. Resolution authorizing the execution of a master services agreement, OpenGov for cloud software services. Set a public hearing date, consideration, conditional use approval, Kiel RV storage, third edition, suggested date 7/15/2025. Questions on any of that?
Number five, the vehicle, I'm sorry, I was driving all day and didn't have time to scroll and look that up. What is
the purchase of
the vehicle
the
emergency
three new
equipment?
Explorers.
What is it?
The three new Explorers, that's the equipment for the three.
That's
new
the
Explorers.
Three, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lights and sirens and stuff.
So we can deck them out.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? All right. Good. Over the floor. Anybody got any thoughts, any comments?
Hey, I just want to express to you guys again a couple things. I grew up in New Orleans and never had an opportunity like y'all have. I think it's incredible. Part of the decision when I voted to build the whole deal with the rest of the council and the mayor. But y'all have made us proud. What you did, step up to the plate and how y'all are working and your discipline, families getting them there and getting them back. I just want to say congratulations and keep it up. This is a great path. You will always look back in your life and go, we won the state championship. It will always give you confidence. So keep it up. Proud of you.
Absolutely. You are part of our community, but they will become a part of that school.
Exactly.
It's just a matter of time. I give you my word on that. It's unacceptable.
Yeah.
Okay. If there's nothing else, then I guess we'll
move
go home
to adjourn.
We
gotta go home.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank y'all.
Thank you.